WSBT's Newsmaker line made possible by Majority Builders Solutions, concept to completion at majoritybuilders.com. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, once again, Indiana Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly, with a lot going on. Senator, let's start with the tragedy that unfolded in Florida yesterday, the school shooting in Broward County, with 17 dead and many more hurt. My question for you is, what are the policy things that you think the federal government should be doing to respond to these kinds of things, which are happening far more often than we'd like?
Well, I voted to prevent guns being sold to those on the terrorist watch list. Think of that, the terrorist watch list, and we couldn't get that passed. I voted for expanded background checks so that we could make sure that guns would not be sold to those with felonies or with mental illnesses. We were not able to get that passed. And so those would be two good places to start. The background checks that I mentioned to you, I think, are supported by over 85% of the American people. Same in Indiana, over 85%. These are steps we can take to show that we're trying to do the right thing.
In terms of mental health issues, is that also a component in events like this?
It is an overwhelming component in homelessness, in events like this, in other areas, that we are really struggling with a mental health challenge across the country and enough providers to take care of our people.
That dovetails a little bit into another important health issue, the opioid epidemic. Last week, Granger's Becky Savage was in Washington talking about the tragedy that befell her family when her two sons died of opioid overdoses, and they were not addicted to opioids, but they did use on this one occasion, and it caught up with them. What did Becky have to say to the Senate, and what are the things that you're working on there?
Well, Becky's one of my heroes. I was with her in the Senate when she got there, and her testimony, it was breathtaking in terms of we need to look out for one another. We need to be each other's best friends in terms of high school and other schools. Becky takes her time going from school to school every day, talking to kids to tell them, look, if you see your friend, if you see another young person who's about to get involved in this, have the courage to grab them by the shoulder, look at them, and take them out of the room, take the stuff away from them. And no matter how angry they are at that moment, the next day they'll know you saved their lives. And so Becky is preaching a gospel of looking out for one another and caring for one another, and she's incredibly brave.
I want to touch briefly on the events that are unfolding up around Michigan State University with the Larry Nassar scandal, the USA Gymnastics, and all of that. I know there's some legislation that you've been working on that. Update us on where that stands and what that does.
It passed yesterday at 3:30. The president signed it into law. And what the legislation does, I helped write the legislation, is it prevents it enables our young people who are part of these Olympic athletic organizations like USA Gymnastics, USA Swimming, USA Tennis, that if they report that they've been sexually abused, that the authority, the organization is required, not asked to, but required to immediately contact the police to let them know this has occurred. Before, believe it or not, in some of these cases, these young people who reported being abused were then required to sit with their abuser, with other people around to talk about it. This enables the situation to be so that our young people are protected, that they have a chance to make sure that what they've been subject to is reported to the police immediately. And if that had happened, we may have been able to put Larry Nassar in jail much, much earlier. Hundreds of girls were abused in this situation.
Now, we're covering a lot of ground in a short time here. I can't let you go without asking about the immigration bill. It is before the Senate now. It is being debated. What do you think is likely to come out of the Senate? What do you want to see come out of the Senate on this bill?
The vote is actually today, and I'm hoping that we can get strong border security combined with the ability for these children to be able to stay here.
And will that is that something, the form that comes out, do you think likely to pass the House and be approved by the president? Because, of course, those hurdles remain.
I don't know what the House will do. What the president has to do in this situation is take yes for an answer. We have a bill that has huge bipartisan support. You need to get 60 in the Senate. We are at about 58, 59. We may be at like 61, 62 right now. So it is within a vote or so of passing. It meets almost all the president's requirements. It's certainly something. It goes further than what he agreed to a few months ago. And so I am hoping he'll take yes for an answer.
Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My privilege. Thank you.